For WKNO News in Memphis, I'm Christopher Blank. The family of FedEx founder Fred Smith has created FWS Enterprises, the new Smith Family Office, which will manage major philanthropic donations in the future. Richard Smith, the founder's son, said its legacy committee will be strategic about how the family uses its wealth, which totals in the billions, and how its gifts can be used to bring in more dollars. One recent gift was a $50 million challenge donation to the Memphis Zoo. Smith said the new office should be taken as a sign that the family is becoming, quote, further entrenched in Memphis, and they're focused on helping the city rebound and grow. A Utah-based development company has bought more than 20 acres of vacant land in Collierville, close to the Micro Soccer Complex. Mountain Seas Development acquired the property for $900,000. Collierville annexed the area in December 2011, and it's currently zoned commercial. However, it's also part of a planned development overlay that could eventually allow for other uses, such as residential or mixed use. On Tuesday, city and county leaders and health officials cut the ribbon on Shelby Cares Raleigh, a new health hub that they say is needed by North Memphis residents. Services at the Raleigh Clinic include blood pressure screenings, diabetes prevention and management, and counseling for those with cardiovascular risk. Although services will be offered for free, providers will accept health insurance if patients have it. Mississippi's blood supply has reached critically low levels as a national shortage continues to strain hospitals and donation centers across the state. Kobe Vance with Mississippi Public Broadcasting reports.
The Red Cross has declared a national blood crisis for the second time ever, and shelves at Mississippi Blood Services are low on nearly every type of blood.
We would like to have at least a week's worth, and we are well below that. On a daily intake volume, we're down about 20 to 30% of what we normally would have been taking.
That's Casey Dixon, spokesperson for Blood Services. She says summer usually means a drop in donations, but this summer has been abnormally low, and there's no clear cause for that. Dixon says the organization needs to take in roughly 250 donations each day to keep their shelves stocked. If hospitals run low on blood supplies, they may have to limit the number of elective surgeries to focus on treating trauma patients. Kobe Vance, MPB News.
This is 91.1. More news at WKNOFM.org and on the WKNO app.